So there's a new study now that said that words can make you seem smarter and other words can make you seem more pretentious. So the study found that if you have like a really big vocabulary, mm-hmm. people think you're super smart. So if you know how to work in a big word into a sentence, just casually, you know, you just say it, you're just having a normal conversation about something stupid and then you just throw in like a big word. But naturally, people are like, oh, this person must be really smart. They know big words. But if you use too many big words, it could be a turnoff and make you seem more pretentious and obnoxious instead. So, yeah. So the study was 1,900 people. 56% said that somebody with a big vocabulary is probably very smart.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you're talking to a bunch of people like me, you can just make up words. And I'll be like, wow, I don't know what that, like, some, look at this circumferences. Wow. I don't even know what that is, but that sounds like a big word.
So here are some words that they say can make somebody sound smarter. You tell me if you ever heard of these words. I'll give you the top 10.
Okay.
Okay. Caveat.
Yes, that's what you eat at dinner.
Okay, no, that's not what caveat is at all.
That's from fish. No. Fish eggs.
No, that's caviar.
Oh. No, there's a Chevy Cavalot.
No. not even. You never heard the word caveat?
Chevy caveat.
No. So caveat is it's like a warning or like a limitation I'm giving you. Like I'm going to tell you something, but there's a caveat to it. You know, meaning like you can do X, Y, and Z, but there's a caveat, meaning like there's a warning. Make sure you don't do A, B, and C.
Got it.
Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yes. It also makes sense that it's a fish egg.
Okay. Exacerbate. That's a word that people love. If you just kind of casually throw that in, people think you're super smart. Do you know what that means?
Yeah. If you do it too much, you'll go blind.
Okay. Yes. I'll say yes to that one. Yeah. Adept.
She canceled all of her Vegas shows.
That's Adele. Adept means if you're skilled at something, like you're adept at it, you're good at it.
Oh, got it.
Yes. Candor.
Isn't that a bird? That's a bird. That's not a real word.
No,
it's the state bird of Wyoming or something.
Candor means if you're like very open and honest, like you're going to be frank with somebody. I'm going to talk to you with some real candor.
Got it.
Yeah. I think you're thinking of condor.
Condor. Yes. That's what I'm thinking of.
People love when other people use the word abysmal.
That's the monster, the snow monster.
His name is Abysmal?
Yeah. Isn't that a snow monster?
Pepto-Abysmal?
Pepto-Abysmal. Doesn't that mean small, tiny?
No. Abysmal means like something is just awful. It's horrible. It's abysmal. Like it's the worst possible thing ever.
Yeah, when a girl saw my penis once, she said, that's abysmal. And I thought she meant small. So she didn't mean small. She just meant it was horrible.
It was pretty terrible, yeah. Mm-hmm. Here are the last five. Adulation.
That's what your washing machine does.
So so adulation is like if you really like somebody and you give them a lot of praise, you're giving them adulation.
I don't believe you, but okay.
Okay. Anomaly. If you use the word anomaly, people like that. They're like, wow, that person must be really smart. They use the word anomaly.
Yeah, that means something's really good, right?
No.
Yeah, it's like she's an anomaly because she's really good at that thing.
Well, I guess, in a way. I mean, anomaly means like it deviates from the norm. It's different. It's unique. So, yeah, you can mean it in a positive way. Brevity. People love to hear other people say the word brevity.
Uh-huh. That's brave.
No, that's something that's shortened. Like you've...
briefed it.
In brief. Yeah, you in brief.
Got it.
Accolade.
Yeah, I take that when my breath smells bad. It comes in a tin.
Those are Altoids.
Oh.
No, an accolade is like if somebody does something great, you're like, hey, you did a great job. And by saying a great job, you're bestowing accolades on them.
Oh,
you're saying nice things about them.
When your boss says good job, he's giving you accolades.
An accolade, yeah. And the number one word, according to this study, that makes somebody think that you're smarter if you use the word appropriately is articulate. People love that word.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one word. If they hear the word articulate, they're like, well, that person's really smart. Articulate.
Use it in a sentence, though.
Articulate?
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about this, and I'm going to articulate how you do it, right?
Okay, so here's the thing with you. Articulate is a word that you really should know because it's about being able to speak well and speak coherently, like you're supposed to do on the radio.
Oh, see, I've never heard it.
It's like to be able to express something. So like somebody is able to articulate their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can actually put their emotions into words.
Got it. So I'm going to use that word a lot and I'll seem smart.
The two words that you should not use because people say it makes you
moist.
Sound pretentious. That's just a gross word. People hate that word. Audacious and faux pas. Those are the two words that and the thing is, there's a lot of people that misuse words. You know, they'll be like, well, you know, I was thinking about having you guys over for lunch, but I figured that would be audacious.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, that's not what audacious means. So if you misuse words, then that works the opposite way that 78% of people say that if you misuse a word, if you use a word that you don't know the meaning of and it's really obvious, it makes you actually seem dumb. So if you're going to use a big word, make sure you know what you're saying so you sound smart. Otherwise, people are going to think you're really dumb and it works against you.